This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour here. Plenty of time for you to join us and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight, if we get the chance, we got the story about Microsoft further embracing Bitcoin, which is a pretty big deal. Plus, we've been talking about economics in one lesson. It's the book that we've been reading chapter by chapter, not on the air, but off the air. We, the hosts, are reading it and then talking about the chapters, discussing the ideas, the concepts being presented. We still have to get through chapter 9 coming up here tonight. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, though. We've got Sarah in Albuquerque. You called in. We took your call at the very end of the last hour, so you didn't really have a chance to get into the discussion. You are giving us credit, Sarah, for a new $11 million handout from the federal government that's going to the New Mexico government. And while that's awfully kind of you, we certainly will not be taking that credit here on Free Talk Live. It's very unlikely that anybody in the federal government who controls purse strings would be influenced by Free Talk Live in the way that you suggested, considering the things we talk about here are basically ending the federal government and seceding from the federal government. I doubt they would take our suggestions, even if they were listening, which I doubt, which I suggest that they're not.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It's not about you guys. It's about me. You know what?
Oh, there you go.
Okay. I'm a Democrat.
It's
I'm a socialist communist. And I've always advocated for Obama and New Mexico won Obama. Hillary Clinton, she won by 65,000 votes. So, you know what? It's not, your show has allowed me to put my views. And did you know that New Mexico, Hillary won by the biggest percentage than any other state, by the way?
Is that
65,000 votes. So then, you know,
65,000 votes doesn't sound like a very large percentage.
Yeah, but we only have, what is it, 2 million people?
So that's true.
The percentage-wise, we have the highest percentage, technically. You know what I mean?
I'm going to double-check that.
Yeah, Daryl's pretty good on those numbers. So what you were saying was that the federal government's going to be handing out $11 million for homeless charities, or not charities, but homeless programs from the government, which is what my critique is here, is that, you know, as we were discussing before, the difference between a lot of the private homeless programs and the government homeless programs, or at the very least here in Keene, it's this way. The government homeless programs just give the homeless people basically a free room that they can kind of just live in for some indeterminate long period of time, whereas the private homeless shelter in the area is actually helping people by not giving them a room that they can keep forever. It only gives them temporary living conditions in which they can stay to avoid, you know, dying in the streets from cold weather.
Yeah, specifically on the coldest nights of the year.
Exactly.
The coldest third of the year.
So it encourages them to be more resilient. It encourages them to get out there and to find work because it doesn't give them a place where they can just sort of bed down and make a space for themselves. So the approach is completely different. And I support the approach of the private homeless shelter and not the government approach of just a giveaway, of just a handout. But you probably do support the handout.
Well, yes, because Lockheed Martin, they're going to get handed out a $480 billion for those airplanes.
I don't support that either. I don't support military contracts. I don't support the military whatsoever. I don't think that it should exist.
The thing is, Sarah's so used to the whole binary thing of, well, if you don't support this, then you support that. Mm. Of, well, Republicans support giving money to, you know, fill in the blank entities. So therefore, if you oppose what I support,
you
then you support the opposite. And that's not it. We oppose all of the handouts.
Right.
And I did some fact checking, and the percentage that Hillary won New Mexico was 8.2%, which is nowhere near the largest percentage that she had. In Washington State, she won by almost 16%. In Vermont, she won by over 26%. Rhode Island, she won by 15.5%. Oregon, by 11%.
Is New Mexico considered a battleground state? Or was it this year?
New Mexico is generally considered a battleground state.
Maybe it was the biggest percentage in a battleground state.
Possibly. New York was won by Hillary by 22%. California was won by Hillary by 30%. The District of Criminals was won by Hillary by an 86.78% margin.
Yeah, so you were wrong about that then, Sarah.
Okay, you know something? New Mexico is so poor, there is no money to get private funding from. Because half the population, they're about to be homeless. You know what I'm saying?
That sounds pretty exaggerated.
Yeah, that sounds completely exaggerated. And based on statistics that I've seen, the states with the lower per capita incomes tend to have the higher per capita charitable donations.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So while I get her point, you know, if I had to choose, I'd rather see homeless people being helped than Lockheed Martin. Okay, I can understand that. Like, Lockheed Martin's getting a hell of a lot more than $11 million. I mean, that's nothing in comparison to the amount of money they're getting from the federal government. But I oppose the idea of stealing money from people at the threat of violence, which is what the government does. They call it taxes. And then giving that stolen money to politically connected people. And the people running those homeless shelters are also politically connected people. Here in Keene, there's a government shell corporation called the Monadnock Development Corporation or something like that. Monadnock Economic Development Corporation, yes. MEDC. And they're just basically the go-to contractor for all the various different government programs here that they build the buildings and they kind of organize how the money is going to be spent and then they get shuffled millions of dollars.
They wrangle all of the grant. Oh, we can get you this federal grant and this state grant and this grant from this entity and this grant from that entity and then it'll cost you like 5 cents.
Yeah. And so they're very, very connected. And so even if we're talking about homeless money, it's still going to politically connected people, just like the Lockheed Martins and those folks.
And Sarah said, us people in New Mexico are so poor. Where is the money going to come from? If you weren't paying half of your income in taxes of various kinds, then, I mean, just imagine all the good things you could do with it instead of just... I don't want to use the phrase, but peeing it away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
On wasteful government programs and just inflating the salaries of county executives. It's disgusting.
That's right. If the individual gets to decide for themselves how to spend their money, then it gets allocated in a much more efficient manner rather than some bureaucrat out in Washington, D.C., deciding how they're going to spend the money that has been stolen from the people of New Mexico or wherever it is that you happen to live. This person doesn't know you. This person doesn't care about what you value. They don't care that you would rather help the homeless as opposed to helping the military or vice versa or whatever your individual preferences are. They don't take any of that into consideration.
No, they don't know you, but they do know various people. And they make choices with your money that are best going to make them happy.
Correct. The people they know.
Yeah. Yeah, themselves and the people they know. And they'll take your money and do with it for themselves what you would have done with your money if you didn't have to give it to anybody else.
After they take a nice, healthy cut for themselves and their bureaucrats in the office that they work for. So even if they were to do what you wanted them to, let's say you did want them to give money to homeless programs and they gave money to the right ones in your mind, even if they had done that, even if they had done exactly as you envisioned that they would do, which they never do. But even if that did happen, they're still not as efficient because they take a huge cut for the bureaucracy. So they, you know, if they take $12 million in taxes, they hand out $11 million. Well, they just took $1 million off the top. you know? So there's a certain cost to running that bureaucracy in the first place. And they're really one of the big beneficiaries of this whole government scheme. Of course, the government workers themselves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, even though they don't add any value. They just take value away from that money that they've confiscated. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. More coming up from Economics in One Lesson on the way, and your calls, too.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. Join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if one of the things you were thinking about doing in the new year is taking care of health care coverage for yourself or family members, but you aren't really a huge fan of the idea of being forced to get insurance, well, guess what? There are other options. And one of them is HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They actually give you freedom from health insurance. You go to HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You can learn more about them. They give you access to no-charge, 24-hour access to doctors, also a proactive health assessment daily, if you like. There's also a medical information card you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You can check them out right now over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Government's messed up healthcare pretty bad. The HIPAA program, this Obamacare. This gives you a way out. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. You'll love the service and the price. And it's any kind of doctor, by the way. Traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Okay, Skype username lrn.fm. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's get into Economics in One Lesson, Chapter 9. The headline here, Disbanding Troops and Bureaucrats. Now, this one's about, if I'm recalling, Johnny, because it's been a couple weeks since I read the chapter, we were a little behind on this last week. This is about the idea that, well, if we just shut down the military or send the boys home or a portion of the military home or shut down some government bureaucracy, then that'll flood the marketplace with all of these unemployed people and the market won't be able to handle that.
Yeah, he says at the end of every great war, there are fears raised about exactly that sort of thing. And then Hazlitt goes on to
debunk them.
Sure. To debunk those fears. Because a person is self-contained and they bring their supply and their demand with them wherever they go. So if you're not being taxed in order to keep the soldier up anymore, then you've got that money back now. And
that's right.
And the soldier can provide useful work for you now, you can pay him for it.
I thought that he was making a presumption when he was saying that you'd get the money back. Because knowing government, they're not going to just give you the money back.
Government give you money back. Right. That's funny.
I don't know what things were like in the 1940s, but today, if a government program ends at the federal government level, which never happens, but if that were to happen, I'm sure they would figure out other ways to spend the money within government rather than actually reduce the tax rate. But yeah, if indeed the tax rate were actually reduced, then yes, each individual would have more money that they could then spend or save or invest or give away in the way that they think is best, which would only strengthen the economy. And one of the other points that he made was that when these people, however many thousand we're talking about here, when they're working for the government in like roles, like the military roles, for instance, they're not actually doing anything productive. They're just working for the government. They're collecting a paycheck to do whatever government job is. Now, some government jobs are productive, like somebody needs to clear the snow from the roads. Somebody needs to fight fires. So there are some government roles that would likely be copied, if you will, to some extent in the marketplace. And certainly there's a role for protection services. But we know that the military isn't protecting us. They're protecting their own interests. They're, you know, destroying innocent lives all around the globe. So when the military is in action, they're just blowing up money.
Right, and otherwise they're simply maintaining their readiness.
Correct, which costs a lot of money and doesn't really provide a service that a lot of people want. It certainly doesn't provide a valuable product necessarily. If it was valuable, then people would pay for it on their own. We wouldn't need taxes to do that.
I think that the military weakens us because it provides a head to be struck off. I've heard this. There's this allegedly a Russian colonel, a Soviet colonel, said that the Soviets never considered invading the United States because there was a rifle behind every blade of grass.
I'd heard that was a Japanese admiral in World War II.
I've heard both.
But it's a good story.
It's often attributed to the Japanese.
Yeah, but it's a good story because it suggests that, and certainly the reason why
it suggests to me is that decentralization is a stronger position.
Sure, rather than having that centralized military that they can attack. with bases and things like that. And that's also the reason, supposedly, that Hitler did not invade Switzerland, right? Because they have a lot of guns in the hands of individuals in that country. And he didn't think that they could handle that.
Right.
So toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. I mean, it's a really short chapter. Chapter 9, what is it, 3 pages long here? Not a whole lot of content. So I think we've pretty much
There's a very important paragraph.
What are we missing here?
It's another one of these really objectionable ones to me, where he defends...
Where he's not exactly a libertarian.
Right.
What you're saying.
I must insist again, says Hazlitt, that in all this... I'm not talking of public office holders whose services are really needed. Necessary policemen, firemen, street cleaners, health officers, judges, legislators, and executives perform productive services as important as those of anyone in private industry.
Yeah, there's a lot to object to in just that one or two sentences there. I mean, the idea that legislators perform productive services, I mean, they are one of the most useless areas of government. I'll give him that the marketplace is going to need street cleaners, is going to need firemen, and is likely going to need protection agents as well as arbitrators. But
the first fire departments were completely volunteer run, mm-hmm. and government didn't really get involved in that until, I believe, you know, by and large, sometime after the Great Depression.
Sure, but I mean, Mark Edge, who's a co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's a volunteer firefighter.
Yes.
And he'll tell you that the professional departments around here they're much better. I mean, they can get places faster. They're, you know, more professional.
Right, but one can have a professional fire department that is not run by the government.
Oh, I agree. That's what I was saying, was firemen would be something that the market would provide because people want the service. The feeling of peace, if you will, the peace of mind that would come from the idea that, oh, there's someone who I can call if my house catches on fire. That's a service a lot of people are going to want. But who the hell would need a legislator in the marketplace? That's a exclusively governmental task. And so, yeah, this guy who wrote the book, even though it's an excellent book and it's full of great economic lessons, it's called Economics in One Lesson, and it's Henry Hazlitt. But every now and then he'll reveal that he's actually a minarchist. This is a guy who believes in a small government. He believes he knows what the right size of government should be.
It's a really plausible idea, and I don't hold to it myself, but basically Hazlitt and people like him think that if you have this certain minimal amount of government, that will enable the free market to operate the way that it can, to its fullest potential.
The night watchman state, as some have defined it.
Exactly.
Taking just a few roles that only the state can supposedly handle.
But every government employee will be able to give you a really plausible, reasonable story about why their function is
why they're necessary. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you've got more to share, we'll come back and do the remainder here. Chapter 9 in Economics in One Lesson. What happens when you cut all this bureaucracy? This is one of the fears. This is an objection that's going to come up if libertarians ever get into power like they might here in New Hampshire and they actually start cutting the size of government. You're going to hear this objection. Well, what about the jobs? What will happen to them?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun? Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition of the program. New Year's Day, we're here with you. Maybe you want to share your New Year's resolutions with us. You're welcome to do that. We've been talking about economics in one lesson. Coming up, big news about Microsoft and Bitcoin. And, of course, Bitcoin itself is big news today, hitting over $1,000 on the Bitcoin average charts. It's a big day. Now, it's not the highest price ever for Bitcoin, but it is the highest price in the last few years, and it's within, I would say it's within striking distance at this point. I mean, not exactly, but still, under $200 from now. So if it can gain $200 more, it's going to be at a new all-time high, and it certainly can do that. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens over the next few weeks, and we'll keep you up to date on that, and then give you the Microsoft news coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Johnny, Ray, and Daryl in the studio tonight. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Chicago. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WRMN.
Chicago is a gun control paradise. That means free people are not allowed to defend themselves, or ordinary citizens, honest citizens, let's say, well, criminals run wild.
Actually, Daryl's got the story tonight about that.
So a headline earlier today, one of Chicago's bloodiest years ends with 762 homicides. The nation's third largest city also saw more than 1,100 shooting incidents in the last year that did not result in death, according to data released Sunday by Chicago police.
Wait, shooting incidents? I thought guns were banned.
Yeah, banned? That's the same way that nobody does drugs, Ian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, guys, I heard that the reason that the violence is on the rise in Chicago is because the police are backing off and they're not being as proactive in light of the anti-cop sentiment that's going through the country.
I bet that's what they'd like you to think, the police. But
police recovered 8,300 illegal guns in 2016, a 20% increase over the previous year. And I misread this prior statement. It said 1,100 more shooting incidents than in 2015.
Jeez.
The mayor and the police chief should really be proud of that, of all that. They're the ones promoting it with their gun control. What they should be doing, instead of trying to take guns off the street, they should be handing them out. Of course, they're worried about job security, you know.
Well, I saw something else that apparently the police chief said earlier today, that gun control is not working in Chicago, which seems to be the understatement of the year, and it's only January 1st.
And then their solution to it is they have more of it. They have more gun control.
How much more could they possibly have? I mean, you already can't own a gun there, right?
You know, I'm not exactly sure what their so-called rules are. My brother lived in there for a while, and when he came out here, he had different ideas, which had probably been kind of Sovietized by living in toward Chicago. And
when you say out here, you mean you live in a suburb outside of the city?
Well, it has been a farming area, except that all these houses are being encroaching around, you know.
I see.
So it's pretty much a rural area. I'm actually calling from a barn, but it's a modern metal barn. It's not an old barn.
Gotcha.
So what they should do is have, and again, I say police are probably worried about their job security, but they could have just get rid of all the gun control laws and, I mean, it's either that or be like Duterte over in the Philippines to get rid of the problem. But I think the government is actually in some way fueling the gang problem, which is what, like 90% of the shootings are gang.
Well, the government is certainly fueling the gang problem by having prohibition of drugs and prohibition of gambling and prohibition of prostitution. Those are
welfare state.
Those are three things that are major profit centers for prohibition of guns. Of course, they also can run guns. So those are four different profit centers for anybody who's willing to break the law. Anybody who's willing to run drugs can make all kinds of money. And, of course, in the black marketplace, drug territories are protected with violence rather than, you know, courts and, you know, airing disagreements in front of arbitrators. So it's an absolute mess.
If they got rid of all, let's say tomorrow they, you know, they said, okay, no more gun laws. And I guess they'd have to get rid of the drug laws too, huh, to make things work.
I mean, certainly if they got rid of the gun laws, then that would allow people to defend themselves, and it would likely reduce the violence right there. But if they also got rid of the drug laws, then that would essentially neuter the gang's ability to make any kind of money. I mean, they could still sell prostitution and gambling, but that's not exactly the same kind of business as moving product from one point to another, like the drug sales business is. So ending all prohibitions would be the best way to actually have a peaceful Chicago, in my opinion. But unfortunately, that's not going to be a plan that's on the table. Thanks, Jeff, for your call tonight. That's why we need to get as many liberty-minded people together in the same geographic area, which is what we're doing here in New Hampshire, already one of the safest places in the United States. Like, it's real close to tied with Vermont for safety as far as lowest murders per capita of all of the 50 states. It's incredibly safe in New Hampshire because it is a relatively gun freedom-oriented place. You can defend yourself here. You can own guns, unless you're a felon, and that's something that needs to change. So there's still stuff that needs to change. New Hampshire isn't a perfect place, but it's a good start.
Well, and the felon ownership of guns is a federal thing that...
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's federal.
But there are state regulations about that, because Mark will tell you that in some states he can own certain things, but in other states he can't, and he's a felon.
Right. There are also state regulations, but those are because it's also a federal offense, is my understanding.
Okay, but there's state regulations that differ, so obviously there's one state is not necessarily...
Right, so nowhere in the country could Mark go purchase a firearm.
Right.
But there are different regulations on what defines
a firearm. Okay, right. So, like, he can have an old flintlock pistol or something like
in
that.
In some states, yeah. But not others.
Right.
Because some states consider flintlock to be firearm, other states do not.
So check your local laws. This is not legal advice. But, yeah, felons need to have their rights restored. If they've served their time, if they've done their sentence, then they should have their full rights. And another thing that he can do in New Hampshire that he couldn't do in Florida was he can vote here. Couldn't do that in Florida. So there are some differences. And the more liberty-oriented folks we can get here in New Hampshire, the more likely we're going to see libertarians actually getting elected, the more likely we're going to see laws getting rolled back, bad laws that are being proposed being stopped. We've already seen some of it with even just a very small amount of libertarians, of principled people being elected here. And we've had, what, like maybe 18 or so elected in the last election here in New Hampshire, like real pretty principled folks. There are dozens more who marginally score as libertarian. When they look at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance and their ratings, they actually rate every single state legislator here in New Hampshire, which is a huge undertaking. And,
right.
And you're actually kind of part of that, Daryl, with what you're doing with libertylobby.info.
Yes.
So if you are a liberty-minded person and you're sick of gun prohibition, you're sick of drug prohibition, you're sick of government, and you want to see more freedom, you really owe it to yourself to check out this migration of people. That's the reason why the three of us even know each other. We're all from different parts of the South. Johnny Ray, you're from North Carolina. Daryl, originally, you're from Alabama. I'm from Florida. And, you know, if it weren't for the migration of liberty-oriented people here, then we wouldn't have the synergy that we have. We wouldn't have this show in the way that that we do. And there's just so much happening here that we can't even begin to really tell you about all of it. There's more happening than we are even aware of. Like, we have all the projects that we're doing, but there's way more than that. I mean, there's thousands of people here who are doing various different things, some more so than others. But there's a lot of different approaches being taken towards more freedom here in New Hampshire. And we've covered some of it over at freekeen.com, which is the blog site where Daryl and I are two of the bloggers. There's probably about a dozen bloggers there. Some are more active than others. But over all these years, I just actually posted a celebration of 10 years. Free Keen's crossed its 10 full year threshold as of a couple days ago.
Nice.
So, yeah, congratulations and happy birthday to freekeen.com. It is, I believe it is currently the number one political blog, if you factor out, like, the mainstream media websites, in New Hampshire today. And so, thanks to everybody who's gone and read it. There's content there every day, pretty much. Freekeen.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. We're doing a radio show, and it's live on New Year's Day. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
Our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM on Skype. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. By the way, if you appreciate the work that we do here on Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, please join the AMP program. It takes you just a moment. It's $5 a month. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard and supposedly American Express on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. And you can definitely use Bitcoin as well. And these are different ways you can get behind the show to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Mike is in Ohio watching us on YouTube via cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mike.
Hey, and thanks for letting me on.
Yes, sir. That's what we do. Go ahead.
Speaking of Ayn Rand, there was a charity I was affiliated with, and it helped family members of kids and young people who had cancer who were, like, let's say they went to a treatment center 2 states away. It would help them financially, you know, just live for 2-3 months in that area. Give them an apartment. The charity would, like, rent an apartment for these people who are, you know, spending a lot of money anyway. And when you see a kid with cancer, you, like at the core of your being as a human, it moves you, you know? Mm. And the fact that, she thought that, and I've, you know, read some of her works, it's disgusting. And yes, I agree. The government has no role in charity, any of that. The market is best equipped. Most charities are inefficient now because they get some sort of government subsidy. Or because they're, you know,
sure.
Because it's not in the. I agree completely. Like what we want is like give these people a way to have a marketable skill so they can offer value. And there's so, and there are a lot of charities that even some of the bigger name ones. That, I mean, you have to be careful of. But anybody that has, you know, dealt with anything like that sees that charity not only is it needed, and again, not from the government, but it's almost. You know, to kind of complete yourself as a human being, to, you know, offer value and help people. and not just in a market sense, because that's very important as well. But doing that, I think, you know, completes you a little bit. So I just want to say that. Thanks, man.
I appreciate the thoughts, and thanks for sharing. Thanks, Mike. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Richard is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
How is it possible for someone in my generation, I'm 22 years old, a millennial, to get people to open their mind and, should I say, view? As I've noticed with most of my peers, especially in college, they're really buying into this progressive agenda, thinking that if we blend, it just goes perfectly. Like, everyone can just blend, move wherever they want without any side effects. They don't even believe any of these facts and figures.
I'm not sure what you're referring
to. Facts?
Like,
blending?
Like, especially, here's a sensitive one. People get really hurt when they hear the figures coming out of Germany. You know, their sexual assaults, things like that.
What sexual assaults?
They won't accept that, you know.
The false claim that basically every refugee is assaulting people in Germany.
Yeah, that's been disproven
numerous times.
No, not that everyone's doing it. That's not it at all. They won't accept that there is a correlation between it.
Between what?
Why would this migration, as soon as you start getting migrants, why would you start getting more sexual assault and rape?
Well, we're telling you that's not true.
How do you figure?
The claim was that last New Year's, there were, you know, a large number of people that were sexually assaulted at some giant New Year's Eve event. The claim immediately after women were being sexually assaulted, the claim immediately after was it was the Syrian refugees that did it. And then about a week later, it came out that, nope, in fact, it was not Syrian refugees that did all of the assaulting. It was pretty much all guys that were born and raised in Germany. But the people that want to, you know, demonize people that are different don't look at the follow-up to see, oh, wait, this was a false report. They just say, well, there were Syrian refugees that entered Germany, and then people got assaulted, so therefore, it was refugees.
Therefore, we need borders, we need fences, we need restrictions.
They're jumping the gun immediately. I could agree. Those people are writing a false article.
Okay.
I'm sympathetic to the idea that Arabs are, that there are a, that, that the incidence of sexual violence or sexual harassment is greater amongst in the Middle East or in Arab countries, but I don't think it's genetics. I just think it's the vagaries of history and how cultures have come about.
Yes, of course.
And I think anybody born anywhere can be any way if treated properly or treated improperly.
Well, plus, isn't there something to the idea that
if
people are restricted, if people are, whether it's by the government rules or by religious beliefs, if they are restricted in their freedoms, sexually in this case, that they may act in a debaucherous and destructive manner. They might be more likely to sort of act out on some of these things that otherwise they wouldn't if they were allowed to, you know, openly discuss things or dress in the way that they want to. I feel like repression of sexuality actually ends up creating some really ugly things wherever you go, whether we're talking about Christians or we're talking about Muslims or whatever.
That's interesting.
If you look at the statistics, some of the places with the highest teen pregnancy rates are also some of the more religious places in this country.
Yep, that's true.
Of course,
the United States had a much higher teen pregnancy rate than Canada, and there really isn't that much of a difference. But one of the differences was Canada's age of consent was 14 for a long time, whereas most U.S. states, it's 18. So how could it be that in a place where the age of consent is 4 years younger, that there were actually less prevalence of teenage pregnancy? Would seem that there should be more of it, right? If it's legal. Well, making it illegal is actually what drives it underground and makes it more dangerous and makes people less responsible.
People are less likely. people are less likely to go talk to mom and dad and say, hey, mom and dad, I want to, you know, fool around with my girlfriend. What do I do?
Well, you shouldn't do that because blah, blah, blah.
Well, if it's more socially acceptable, then mom and dad are more likely to say, okay, here's how you can be safe sure. while doing this.
Richard, any other comments you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I appreciate you guys' time. It was good talking to you.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that. So let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Yes, Sky.
Hey, yeah. I see you only got like 2 minutes left, so I'll be quick. First of all, you're talking about Switzerland, having lived there, and I don't know the history of when things started and what they're doing now and French-speaking part versus German, but in the German part and the, you know, those chalets you see everywhere around Switzerland on the Alps?
Never been
on
there.
The mountainside.
I'll take your word for it, though.
Yeah, well, pick photographs. Anyway, every one of those was built with a bomb shelter with concrete walls that are like a foot and a half, 2 feet thick, and a 500-pound concrete door that slams shut and locks, and it's got an air cycle machine, and that's where you keep all your food and your gun and your ammunition and such like that. And so that, just to give you a little firsthand information about that. But what I called about is comments and questions on politics. Your buddy here in Albuquerque just declared himself a public figure.
Who?
The radio station director here, Eddie Aragon, just declared himself to be a public figure just like 2-3 days ago. He declared that he was going to run for mayor.
Oh, okay.
So he runs the radio station, and he's going to run for mayor. I wonder, do you have any guesses how that deals with equal time if he discusses issues when it comes to campaign season?
I don't know what the rules are there in New Mexico, so you'd want to check the local state laws on that. I don't think federal rules would apply to state.
They would not,
elections.
And there's actually a radio station that I've been calling on in Texas for a long time where the owner of that station is the lieutenant governor of Texas now.
Yeah, here in New Hampshire, it does not affect anything. So when I ran for governor, I didn't have to resign from the show or anything like that.
Yeah, but I got whatever time we have left now when we run out, I got more comments and questions on that topic.
Well, there's always every other night. Thanks for the call, David. I appreciate it. With you in studio, it's been Ian,
Jenner,
and Daryl.
Don't forget to check out more of Daryl over at his website, libertylobby.info. As we continue here, a lot of people are taking tomorrow off, but we're going to be here live, so we'll see you then. Online in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.